Becky Jumbo. Page
43.
Okay, this is continuing on page 43 of book Mew, Thursday, July 10th. They're still looking at what's happening in the tissue culture of embryonic stem cell cultures. And here on Friday, July 11th, page 45, we're beginning to set up the G418 resistant feeder cells that were going to be used to feed the embryonic stem cell stool cells, as they were called. Not very happy on Sunday, July 13th, 47. Abandoned the previous culture and some staining experiments as usual to stain the cell. Continuing in this way to try to get photographs of the cell on page 48, Monday, July 14th. Just writing about their cultures are not quite so satisfactory as trying to get photographic records. So here we continue doing this type of experiment. There is an indication or a clear documentation of the fact that we were beginning to do more and more implantation experiments with these various cells. Wednesday, July 16th, page 53. This is talking about Mu 53, which is a page number EK plus STO. That means the EK cell on the feeder layer, STO cell, over to Laura. In the lab, in meat and animal science, and selected where Laura selected average size cells, the larger are presumably stool cells, and put her 8 to 10 per blastula into 16 blastula. So this is 16. Transfers. By error, when they were returned into the mouse, there's a note that all 16 went into one side of the uterus. I intended 8 per side, but it was neatly done. Unfortunately, on page 52, it records that no implantation, as expected from the error. It wouldn't matter in the pig, but it matters in the mouth. So back to feeder layers, following pages, and embryoid body transferred from July 15th, 7 days. More work on G418 resistant embryonic cells. Wednesday, July 23rd, page 57. So continuing over the next many pages to work on this problem. Stool cells again, page 61. we harvested some EK cells from the stow feeder layers on Thursday, July 31st, page 63, and set them up in various ways. And Riga sent some to Laura in New First Lab for micro-injection. So here is the comment that they were micro-injecting into about 20 blastocysts with asbestos could be asbestos could be determined with good cells. But not a very good day, is the comment. Try again on Monday. This was Thursday. Two animals, left 3, right 7, left 5, right 5. But 3 animals were born nonetheless on 7/17, and 5 animals on 7/18. And one of them is a chimera, judged by coat colour. So they transfer were in fact beginning to work. Quite a technical achievement, and the beginning of our being able to make mice from EK cells, or embryonic stem cells. Another set of transfers on Monday, August 4th, page 65. Exciting times. Laura spelt suddenly a different way, L-O-R-A instead of L-A-U-R-A, and I decided to use cells that had settled briefly and pick uniform spherical ones again. Not easy to decide which are correct. Nonetheless, there were 2 experiments done. 9 blastocysts, 4 left, 5 right, to as a control, it sounds like stow cell, and then it's not very clear, but there is the result is nonetheless that 2 mice were born on 8/22, with no comment on whether they were chimeras or not. MU55 is a different lot of EK cells. MU55, let me just look back at page 55, see if there's any record of that cell. Yes, these are MU55 fibroblasts, that's the feeder layer stow cells, MU55. Feeder layer, and so this is an experiment with those feeder layers on Tuesday, August 5th, with EK cells grown on that feeder layer. So due August 17th or 18th. And here on page 66 it says 8/23, provisionally both are chimeras. So 2 mice were born that appear to be chimeras from that experiment. Getting better. Here is a different topic again. Looking for cells making hemoglobin, and particularly hemoglobin S. Friday, August 8th, page 69, a detection of hemoglobin S, a sickle cell hemoglobin containing cells among the majority of hemoglobin A containing cells, with a view to trying to have an ability to find the changing hemoglobin A to hemoglobin S in this case, because we had cultures expressing hemoglobin A, and a long time ago, used in the early targeting and looking for the ability to get the hemoglobin gene, as if we would at the, in 2015 call edited to be hemoglobin S instead of hemoglobin A. And the aim is to use monoclonal antibody HBS that is specific versus hemoglobin A. And the preliminary test will be to detect human hemoglobin A containing cells from among mouse hemoglobin containing cells, etc., etc. So thinking about doing that type of experiment, Friday, August 8th, page 71, fluorescent anti-human hemoglobin tests being carried out, and a note of receiving a fluorescein conjugated IgG fraction of rabbit anti-human hemoglobin, and we're testing it the following day. Sunday, August 10th, page 73, and thereafter. So, also some use of antibodies, looking at whether an octalone plate could show antibody antigen reaction. Note that on Wednesday, August 13th, page 77, George Stamm, that's Stamatopoulos. Everybody called him Stamm because of the long Greek surname. And he uses mouse erythroid leukemia cells and so on, etc. Trying to get the technique to work at the cellular level. Something that will lyse the red cells, the lysolecithin, page 81, Thursday, August 14th, all with the same general aim. And some more antibodies obtained from Cooper Biomedical on page 83. Still more antibodies on page 87, Friday, August 15th. Looking at the provisional, the culturing of EK cells again, Monday, August 18th, page 91, mute-to-mute series with defrosted zero first and second passage cells, and comments on the use of particular layers. Trying to get the ASF21, that's a cell line with the human chromosome 11 in it, and therefore the beta globin locus in it. Page 95, Tuesday, August 19th. Phil, that's Phil Howells, induced some of those cells with HMBA, 5 millimolar, to see if we could see the induction of hemoglobin synthesis. Excellent fluorescence is the comment, but no discrimination on page 94. And going on with the same type of test on page 99. But no significant improvement in discrimination. Can't tell mouse from human or human from mouse. Although the next page is a little bit more encouraging, page 101, with a promising that now a fairly good identification of two populations, and the one where meaning that the mouse antibody is greater than the human in one set of cells, and the other that the human antibody gives a stronger signal than the mouse, but not really terribly good, no images. Still worrying about this and having the right sort of antibody, and so there's on page 104 there's a reprint from of a paper from Ron Jensen about monoclonal antibody specific for sickle cell hemoglobins. Monoclonals of course being preferable, but only just coming into general use. The usual way being instead affinity purified antibody as listed with a printout from Capel Laboratories on page 106. Affinity purified antibody. The following pages, more work with this type of material. Some images again at last of these of octolones. On Saturday, August 23rd, page 113, with the various antibodies. Comment that the very weak antisera and the cross reaction is too great with mouse hemoglobin, so not a very happy result. Back to EK cell cultures, Monday, August 25th, page 115. Testing the cell, EK cells on them, or transferring EK cell onto their mu55 feeder layer, etc. And the cells are about ready to use. And in capital letters, the 3-day passages are better than longer. More antibody tests the following day. Those are too small, etc., etc. Not much antibody left. Continue with the antibody cell. Here, antibodies against the hemoglobins, and then EK cells, the two things going on at the same time. So here we are on Thursday, August 28th, page 123, and two times and one time passage EK cell on mu55 feeder layers are being talked about. And into two mice. On the left-hand side, page 122, it talks about one mouse, MU55DEFO, and another MU122, half X, MU55.6, not clear what these exactly are, but not terribly important. Although one of the mice died under the anesthesia. Note, may have lost this round. Talks about the implantation. Still struggling with the antibodies, the next page or so. 2-3 pages. Going on Sunday, August 30th, the 1st, page 131. And back to E.S. Soul's on Tuesday, September 16th, page 135. Attempt at making E.S. Soul's. Now, here is the first time I remember seeing them called E.S. Soul. I don't know whether that's accidental or not, or whether we were all beginning to call them E.S. Soul's instead of E.K. Soul. No, this really is an attempt to make the embryonic stem cell. So 12 morula were obtained, and one blastocyst from a C3H HEJ mouse, and flushed out by Laura and transferred to 96 well plate, trying to make our own ES cells. And then little sketches about what was happening to them. M1 through M12, 12 different little cultures. And sketches. This was in a 24 well plate, and Natalie was looking after. Wednesday, September 17th. Reviewing the past DK zapping with PBS 117. Phil and Brad zapped EK to about 70% kill in the presence of linearized plasmid expressing beta S, PP beta S 117. So, trying to still do gene targeting. But in this case, with EK cells, not the fibroblasts that have been used in our earlier work. On the left-hand side of this page, quite different comment, just the outcome of some previous experiments. 7 and 6 mice born to the beta SG4118 similar type of thing. 7 and 6 mice born to the beta SG418 resistant recipients, etc. Several are chimeras, some extensive. ES cells again, G418 resistant to beta S cells. They look very nice. There were 20 blastocysts we used. 5 left, 5 right, 5 left, 5 right into 2 animals, but no chimera out of a total of 8 animals born. And just some checks of the DNA, water radiography on the left-hand side. Here is something from, I presume, Tom Deutschman, from, no, it's not this. University of Alberta, it must be Tom Wigman. 3 vials of purified lyophilized alpha anti-hemoglobin S. Monoclonal antibodies. in antibody work, trying to get the good distinction of red cells that are expressing hemoglobin A versus hemoglobin S on page 145, October 30, 23rd, rewashed my own red cell, and S sickle homozygous cell to see if one could tell one from another. Using a rather complex assay with biotin labeled material and abitin. Nothing useful. Continuing with the same type of problem on page 147. Here we have a review of what we have in the way of different plasmids on page 148. A series of plasmids available October 25th, 1986, in a joint discussion with OSNM and with my editor, Ron Gregg, Phil Howell, and BP. I remember for the moment who BP is.
Brad Popovich.
Hmm?
Brad Popovich.
Oh, it might well be, yeah. Brad, it probably is Brad Popovich, yeah. Going back to Phil's experiments, Friday, October 24th, page 151, has induced cell, etc. Photographed on Saturday, October 25th, and the results are on the next page with some photographs at last. And a very good induction is commented, although looking at it at this point, it doesn't look terribly good. However, the time it was pleasing. And with continuing on Sunday, October 26, page 154 and 155, the results of various inductions and more photographs on the following page, with one with 100 times 100x a view of real positive cell, and that must have been the control, which is clear fluorescence of some of the red cell, and with good induction on one of the cultures. Not terribly good at this point, but I was pleased when I did it. Summarizing the results on page 159, as we come to the end of this book, with a series of images of cells where there is clearly there clearly are positive cells. The last two pages are rough tests on a 24 pooled single colonies. Phil has several 12 colony pools, etc., and looked to see if we could see induction, and the results show very underlined low level of non-typical induction, so not a very pleasing end to this book, but continuing to try. So that's the end of Book Mew.